Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, February 7th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Hunt County Historical Commission Chairman Carol Taylor. Birthdays. Born on this day in 1817, the abolitionist Frederick Douglass. From the Biography Channel.
Frederick Douglass was born in Talbot County on Maryland's eastern shore. He wasn't certain of his birth himself. In fact, he thought that he had been born in 1817.
But slave records tell of the birth of Frederick Augustus to a slave named Harriet in February 1818.
Quite a day for the birthdays of major authors. Charles Dickens, born this day in 1812. Laura Ingalls Wilder in 1867. Sinclair Lewis in 1885. Comedian Chris Rock is 48 today, from Mojo.com.
At his predominantly white high school, he excelled at writing but was confronted with racism and bullying. While this served him later as fodder for his comedy, it pushed Rock to drop out.
You know why I hated school? Because I was the only black kid in my grade. The whole grade. I felt like Franklin from the Charlie Brown show.
On this day in history, baby boomers prepare to feel old. 50 years ago today, February 7th, 1964, the Beatles arrive in New York, officially launching Beatlemania. Straight away, they charmed the press.
Can you please sing something?
No! No, we need money first.
Listen, I got a question.
Do you hope
to get a haircut at all?
No.
No, thanks. I had one yesterday.
Then two nights later, the largest TV audience in history to that point tuned in to the Ed Sullivan Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles!
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
At the top of the charts, 7 years earlier, in 1957, he'd sparked the Beatles' ambition to be rock and rollers to begin with, Elvis and Too Much.
Well, honey, I love too much. I need your love too much. Who want the thrill of your tough energy? I can't love you too much. You do all the living while I do all the giving.
On the KETR events calendar, the annual Daddy-Daughter Dance, 6:30 p.m. Saturday at the Northeast Texas Children's Museum on Highway 24 in Commerce. Valentine photos, Valentine crafts, dancing, food, and corsage for each girl. The Daddy-Daughter Dance, Saturday night at the Northeast Texas Children's Museum in Commerce. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Carol Taylor, the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carol, we have started doing a thought for the day, and today I have this. What we see depends mainly on what we look for. And this is from John Lubbock. Probably haven't heard of him. I hadn't. British banker and statesman John Lubbock. But a lot of truth in that. What we see depends mainly on what we look for.
That's true.
And you're always looking for new things. I think you find things sometimes that you're not looking for. February is Black History Month, correct?
Yes.
So today we're going to be talking about the Reverend Andrew Jackson Hurdle. Was he from Greenville?
Actually, he was born on Christmas Day, 1845, on a plantation in North Carolina. By the time he was 8 years old, the plantation owner had fell on hard times, as was typical, and he sold the entire family. The rest of Hurdle's siblings and parents stayed there in North Carolina, but he was sold to a couple who were coming to live near Dangerfield, Texas. They had a young son about Andrew's age, about eight, who had a terrific speech impediment. So Andrew Jackson Hurdle was to be his companion, his playmate, and he stayed with him constantly as they were growing up and was allowed to sit in on his lessons, which was a very rare occasion in antebellum South.
And then he went on to establish several churches in Hunt County.
Right. He, during the Civil War, supposedly he was beat, the family believes he was beat by the, or whipped by the overseer. So he left, went into Louisiana, joined, did not actually go into the U.S. Colored Troops, but he became a groom or a, worked with the horses. Then came back to Dangerfield, married, and in 1874, he and his wife moved to Hunt County, and he established five churches, Disciples of Christ churches, here in Hunt County.
Are any of those churches still active?
Yes. I know his church at Center Point. He located himself at Center Point, which was, is, if you're going down Highway 69 from Greenville to Lone Oak, it's where 69 makes a 90-degree turn. And there is a church there. It burned. Several, lightning struck it a few years ago, and they have rebuilt. And you will see the sign that says Center Point Cemetery. There was one at Kettle Mills.
Right.
One at Campbell.
Did he have any other education besides the education that he got from being with the young boy?
None whatsoever. In 1919, he submitted a deposition for some reason. And in it, he says that he had no formal education.
Now, this is also interesting because you say he was active in founding a college.
Yes. He took Booker T. Washington's theory of educating African Americans after the Civil War to teach them a skill, basically a vocational education program, and felt that if they were able to purchase a home or some land, if they held a job, if they their children were educated, and they never got in trouble with the law, then they were good citizens, and that would be the best way to avoid racial discrimination.
We're talking with Carol Taylor, who is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, and we're talking with her about the Reverend Andrew Jackson Hurdle, as we are now in Black History Month, February, which is always Black History Month. Now, the college he founded, you said, was near Palestine.
Right. Now, when they used the word college, it was not what we think of a college today.
I understand.
It was basically the fundamental skills plus a teaching school, similar to what East Texas was when it started. And they located it in Anderson County, north of Palestine, because that was really in the center of where almost where most African Americans were in 1912. Here in the state of Texas.
Did he live the rest of his life in Hunt County?
Yes, he did. He lived till 1935, and when he died, he was married twice and had 25 children.
My goodness.
Three of whom did not live to adulthood. Mm-hmm. But he said at one point, all my children have an education, they own their own home or farm, and none of them have been involved with, been arrested or involved in anything illegal. Mm-hmm.
Carol Taylor is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Thanks for having a cup of coffee
Thank
with
you.
Us this morning. We've been talking about the Reverend Andrew Jackson Hurdle of Hunt County as part of Black History Month. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.